Welcher Overish Hig Podchrele Bite Size Irish. Welcome back to the Bite Size Irish Podcast. Smishan Neil O'Sheal, learning content developer with Bite Size, and today we'd like to share with you audio from a recent Q&A session we did. Every month, Bite Size Irish runs a live Q&A session over on YouTube where we answer your questions on any topic relating to learning Irish. Anishir Hachtan Tauri, now summer is coming. So this month, my colleagues Ben and Emma discussed some strategies for keeping your study ticking over during the summer months. I should say that as this is audio from a YouTube session, Ben and Emma make some references to visuals, to sharing the screens or showing those things. I'll put all the relevant links in the podcast description for you there. Nish. Let's hear what they have to say.
So what we're talking about today, really, we're into the holiday season. And, you know, I think everybody deserves a break. But at the same time, people want to let the oars go with the flow. But at the same time, if you stop entirely, it can be hard to start again. And people have concern, I suppose, that if they get out of a routine, they might never get back into it. So this kind of thing is your bread and butter, like keeping people motivated, keeping them tipping over, doing a bit here and doing a bit there. So I suppose, I don't know what you think, but I suppose you need to find a way to make it easy and light when you're trying to keep things going during the holidays, something that's kind of, what do you reckon?
Yeah, it is, because, you know, you're working hard. It depends on how you're going daily as well, you know, and if you're the kind of person who puts a lot of effort in, and you will need a break at some point. Everyone does. I do, even from work, any kind of work. But when you're learning a language, you know, it's hard to take a full break, to kind of totally log off for however much time, you know, a month or two, because you do start to lose it and people are afraid that they lose it. And it does, it goes away, which in one sense, it's all right. You can't be at it constantly if your life doesn't allow you to. So it's trying to find that kind of happy medium where you feel you feel relaxed doing it, and you're doing it in kind of a passive way, or maybe a less amount that you're doing normally. So I suppose actually one of the questions that we got in was about an app that you might use in your time off, which was, of course, the well-known Duolingo. And the question that it was, what do you think of the Duolingo Irish course? Would it be a good learning option for the summer and then in general also? So I suppose number one, answering for the summer, yes, it definitely is. It's a great app to help build your vocabulary. The main key there is that there's plenty of repetition, lots and lots of easy words and simple phrases to keep you, you know, on your toes. And also you can listen as well, which is important. You know, you get your pronunciation. If I was answering the second part and in general, I wouldn't call it myself a course. I would call it a learning aid. It doesn't give the grammar examples that you, or the grammar explanations that you need. And I actually went back onto Duolingo recently to check that in case they've updated it since, because I started learning a bit of Italian myself, and I found that the Italian course was quite nice, and they did give conjugation lists and a little bit more explanation. Now, I checked a couple of things on the Irish Duolingo and I didn't find anything. When you do go into the kind of breakdown of the modules, they give you lots of useful phrases, which is great, but they don't explain those phrases and why they are the way they are. So it's very, very good for people who want to maybe take a break from their general studying and to keep going every day. Also, it gives that great kind of buzz when you complete your daily goal and you have your streak and you see your friends learning and you can see the other languages that you're learning. I'm a big fan. But if you're using that on its own forever, I wouldn't expect to be fluent, or maybe I wouldn't expect to have a deep understanding of the breakdown or the grammar of Irish. Now, I know people are afraid of grammar, but unfortunately you need grammar to learn a language. You need to have some sort of understanding if you want to try and progress yourself and start building your own sentences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit of learning without context with Duolingo. I found myself that I spent a few months learning Portuguese on Duolingo before coming to Portugal. And then when I got here, I found out that I'd been learning Brazilian Portuguese for months, and that nobody particularly understood me or respected me when I opened my mouth. So you have to do your research. You know, even the word for dog is not the same, you know.
No way.
So I'd learned an awful lot of like things about the dog having the keys and, you know.
Well, if you ever head to Brazil on your holidays, you know that's you're going it. To the dog pound.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah, so I think it's fair to say that Duolingo, it might be kind of handy for the holidays if you want to learn a few bits and pieces. But overall, it'd be best to, if you're using Duolingo, to work alongside another course or book. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, you know, there are other courses online which have that sort of interactive sound clip dimension to them, and videos and text that explains really clearly what's going on in a progressive way. And if you're interested, you'll find those. Where would you find that? You find them at, that's it, Bite Size Irish, that's it. Yeah.
Wow, who knew?
So bear that in mind. Maybe not for the holidays.
Maybe for the holidays also, maybe, because it is bit by bit. It is bit by bit.
Maybe you'd like to buy it for somebody as a present for the holidays. Who knows? So there you go. So Bite Size Irish has a variety of courses and resources that you can access on your phone, indeed, or at home. And it's text, sound clips, and video, but very good, well-constructed lessons put together by Neil for a variety of different levels. So thanks for that. I put together a little list of both offline learning resources or just ways of keeping yourself entertained through Irish, and mobile friendly ones. I think you probably did something similar. Maybe we'll go one each or something like that.
Sure.
My first offline one, it's kind of thinking of people with children. Maybe the kids are in Gaelscoil, maybe they're not, but maybe they'd like to keep that ticking over during the summer as well. And there's a group called Tishmahori na Gaeltachta. So it's the parents of the Gaeltacht or na Gaeltachta. So it's the Irish speaking areas in Ireland, na Gaeltachti. And it's a sort of a group that organises resources and activities for families that are raising their children through Irish. And to help families whose children are going to school entirely through Irish, or who are going to, in order to prepare and to adjust. And one of the things that they've done is a book called Tashka Tailik, so Family Treasure. And it's a sort of nature exploration and colouring book illustrated by Donal O'Brick from Dunghreen down below in West Kerry. And I don't know where you'll get the book or where you won't, but what they've done, which is really kind, is they've made the sheets from the book free as downloadable PDFs. And it's a sort of a treasure hunt, depending on what sort of part of the countryside you're going to. You have a list of the animals and the plants and things that you're likely to find, and you can bring the kids, you know, down to the seashore and see what you can find. But it also has really nice illustrations and the names Oscailge, and these are available for the three major dialects, but also it has less common names. So it'll say, you know, did you find this? But, you know, do you know another name for this as well? So I'll try and share this just to give an example, because I think these are really nice for families with kids. So this one is Cushfarige. So here on the left, you have the sheet. It's sort of an activity sheet. And you have, see, could you find a ganead, a gannet, nonini mora, dog daisies. So Cluch Ainev is sandstone. And here on the right-hand side, you have pictures of various different things. And I think that Donal kind of gets to the general, the spirit of the animal in his illustrations. And I don't know what the ohm is, but you have Perthon glass, different types of shellfish, Skianvara, so razorfish. Then you have different types of gulls and gannets. And then this one here, you have different types of plants. So you might be out the fields and you have the foxglove here, loose moor. And then you have various different names as well. And this one here is Ungiria, the hare. And Neil Maya, one I didn't know about, an alternative. So then you can tick them off, and as you go along, the kids can learn the names of, or you might be learning the names yourself as you go along. And then if they feel like it, when they're at home and they're wrecked after a day at the seashore, they can colour in the pictures as well. You have a nice break for yourself. So that's my number one offline resource. What about you, Emma?
The hauling. I'm going to print those myself, actually.
Oh, actually, I'll just share. Sorry to interrupt you there, but there's basically signposts to it. So if you go to tishmahori.ie there, then you go into the section that says Achvani, then Tashka Tailig, and you'll find it in there. Okay, Brona, on earth.
Yeah, I suppose actually now I'll tie my offline one in with that. So I was trying to think of what I do myself at home. And I have a little balcony and I'm fond of very basic gardening. Now, I mean herbs at this point, but I was thinking if people did have a garden or a balcony, something for the summer, you might want to, you know, you put your little labels on. Why not label things Oscailge? So you'd be linking in then, you know, you'd be broadening your vocabulary. And believe it or not, there's lovely vocab on for, you know, plants, especially Oscailge. So you'd be linking up. You know, the colors are a little bit different and there's really nice nahana kainte and so that go with them as well. So that's if you have a garden and you're into gardening and you're growing something. But also if you're not into something like that, you could do something similar by the good old labeling around your house. Now I know it might be a sight for sore eyes for some people, but it does help. I have all my products labeled in my little jars. I have my shukra, plur, all the rest of it. And even when friends come over, I find them pointing out the Irish labels. And I even tested one of them recently enough because they'd been over a couple of times. And I said, what's flower in Irish? And they knew it. So it does help. It kind of subconsciously soaks into your brain. And you might not be using the word every day, but you're seeing that word every day. And perhaps then if you are into cooking rather than gardening, I would suggest something along the lines of translating your own recipes, writing recipes, Oscailge, trying your hand at it. It's quite a nice thing because it's always in the imperative and that's just the base form of the verb, the stem that you'll find in the dictionary. So if you want to say stir the mix, you know, you look up the word stir on folklore.ie. And that is the word itself. You don't have to conjugate anything. So I find it's simple. You know, it's a nice straightforward way. And you get to build your vocabulary with the nouns that you're using, that you're cooking with. And also then with the verbs, you know, mix, roll, cook, boil, things like that. You can really do a lot with it. And it's straightforward enough. And you could even translate some other recipes that you find online.
Yeah, that's interesting. It reminds me of the way I used to teach a child in Ireland, which was to go to the house and we used to bake and make soup and this, that and the other. And just whatever was involved in the process, she learned the words and terms, what she was doing. So that'd be a good thing to do with kids again during the holidays and just to keep them occupied. Yeah, lovely. Kermagut. So what else do I have here? My number two, offline, is just a good book. It's a pretty simple concept. And again, I mean, this is going to depend, obviously, on your level. I do find this is a little bit of a cop-out, because a lot of the time I find when I'm asked to recommend a book for starter level learners of Irish, it's hard to find something that's engaging for adults. And a lot of the time we're recommending children's books. So I'm going to just make things nice and easy for myself and go for an intermediate level book. And this is quite funny and not too heavy. So I think if you're at an intermediate level, if you read this and kept your phone by you and had an outlook at the dictionary, maybe 3 or 4 times per page, you'll understand what's going on and you'll learn a few words as you go along as well, add to your store focus. So this is Biddy Jenkinson, and she's quite a funny writer. And this is Antahar Podrigo Dineen Blachtre. I have it here. So Antahar Podrigo Dineen was a man, a priest, who compiled a famous dictionary, or infamous, some people would say, Folklore Gaeilge agus Biarla. A dictionary that contains a very rich and sort of obscure collection of words, as well as lots of normal ones. But I digress anyway. But basically, Biddy has reimagined Tahir Podrigo Dineen as a sort of amateur detective, in the sort of like Sherlock Holmes. And the stories are 10 or 15 pages long. Quite funny, there's a fair bit of that sort of Flann O'Brien sort of humour in them. So that'd just be a nice one for the beach. It won't take you all day to read a story. You keep your little bit of practice going, and you have a bit of a laugh as well. So that's a good one. And then if you want to keep it even briefer or more brief, just Proverbs in Irish by G. Bannister. A very user-friendly, arranged by theme, very well indexed. And this is a nice way just to learn a few proverbs, something to reflect on before you go off and do something else. And it'll only take you 5 minutes. So, and also, you can fit it in your pocket as well.
You can.
So there you go.
I actually did the same, Ben. I thought of a book and I was trying to think myself. Now, I'm not a big reader, all right? I get bored. I don't know what's wrong with me. I have so many books and I've read a bit of them and then I've put them away and then I've forgotten about them. So I did a bit of Google All and I looked. Now, I can't recommend from experience, but I thought the same thing, you know, rather than talking about kids' books, I found something that is available on Schopenhauer. It's quite okay, around the 15 euro mark, but it's Irish short stories, short stories in Irish for beginners by Ollie Richards. And it says in the description itself, it says 8 stories in a variety of exciting genres, from science fiction to crime to history and thriller. And they say that it follows the A1, it's between A1 and B1 level of the common European framework. So you're talking beginners up to lower intermediate. So it could be worthwhile. And because it's short stories, you don't have to sit there and try and finish the entire book. You get 8 little milestones throughout. Maybe, you know, you might go for throughout the whole summer that you read a short story a week. That's 2 months. And you've read 8 short stories by the end of it. The other book that I actually recommend, which I did in school, but it's actually in my primary school, but I went to an Irish speaking primary school. We had a bit of a higher level, but it's for adults learning Irish, and it's called Dún Varu Ar an Dart, Le Rory Ó Báille. Have you read it, Ben? It's as the title says, Dún Varu is murder and the dart the public transport system in Dublin. So there's a murder. And I actually read part of the first chapter with my reading group as part of the GROW membership on Bite Size. Once a month, I do a Gleach Cugar Mugar and we do a bit of reading together out loud. I change it up every month. No one knows what I'll choose. I don't know until the day before. And I chose that maybe 2 months ago and it went down a treat. So I would highly recommend it. It's a mystery. So you do want to keep going. And the nice thing is that it has little footnotes for the vocabulary here and there. not lots, but, you know, and there's a lot of repetition there. You'll see the same vocabulary coming up. So once you look it up the first time, you'll see it another 5 or 6 times, which is good because you can, by the end of the book, perhaps read it a little bit more fluidly and quickly and feel like you've progressed. So they're mine.
Lovely stuff. So what do I have next? Oh, yeah, this is inspired by one of our Grow members as well, who, when she goes somewhere, she keeps a very detailed diary. Now, the thing about keeping a diary of your travels is it could be as detailed or as advanced as you want yourself, you know, so you can keep it quite simple, 1 or 2 sentences a day, or you can write a big essay like our friend does. So this is something you can do. Again, it's going to push you to seek out new terms, new words, new expressions. So it'll push you a little bit every day. But at the same time, if you're finding it too difficult, you could just take a few notes, ask Aelge, and if you feel like it, you could return to it again when you get home and finish it off. But it's just a way of letting what you're doing inspire how you engage with your learning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So these are offline things. When people go away, they don't a lot of the time have a lot of stuff with them, but they always seem to have their phone no matter where they go. So we're going to look at some mobile friendly resources as well. So do you have anything in that line?
Well, I'm a bit addicted to social media, so of course I'm going to suggest the social media aspect of it. Well, it depends. If you are a social media user, I'm not telling you to go and set up a social media account now just because of me. But if you are on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, perhaps, you may be interested in, well, if you're on Facebook, joining some groups, of course. There's lots, if you even just type in Gaeilge in the search bar or Irish learners, there's lots of groups where you can discuss with others. Don't be getting into arguments because these places are definitely mad for a bit of fighting sometimes. But you can get resources from others. You can perhaps, you know, have a little conversation online with them. If you're more into scrolling like I am on Instagram, for example, you could just search Gaeilge. I did it myself and I had a look what came up. There's lots of creators on there that are making posts, you know, weekly, some daily, but a couple of week perhaps, that, you know, when you're scrolling through and you see your pictures of your friends and, you know, your family and, you know, that cousin went on holidays, and then a post comes up with some phrases in Irish. And if you follow some creators, I'll share a couple in a second, but if you follow them, you know, you're passively learning, you'll glance and you think, oh, that's a nice phrase, I'll note that down. So it's not intensive that you have to sit down and learn a list of vocabulary, but it can help. Or you might be interested, you just might get a notion one day to go onto their page and go scroll through some of their posts. The other thing is with TikTok and now Instagram with Reels, and Reels now are also linked with Facebook because, you know, Meta and all of the rest of it. Lots of creators, same creators and more as well on TikTok and on Instagram doing Reels, which give you phrases or little, you know, they do little vlogs. Oscailga, I used to do them myself. I'm not going to promote myself because I no longer do it, but I have some videos on there as well, where, you know, I kind of mix Gaeilge and Béarla. So I mix Irish and English together so that people can pick up a couple of words. And if it's something that you'd yourself be into, why not, instead of doing a written diary, you might do a vlog, a video diary of your day, and, you know, pop in some vocabulary that you have, or narrate your day if you're not fully confident in doing it fully in Irish, like I did. For learners, I wanted to have kind of a mix, so you could say, oh, today I went to the siopa and Kianig May, you know, and blah, 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 blah. And you're not doing it for anyone. Who knows, you might get a following. But yeah, creating your own page where you can motivate yourself, and it's something that you might do for fun. The other thing linked with that is, if you are interested, if you're not interested in creating videos or anything like that, what about using what you already have? If you're a poster on Instagram, if you put up a story or a post, why not caption it Os Gaeilge? And then you might have to think, how do I say that in Irish? And then you have a little phrase or a little sentence that you might do it bilingually. I do it myself. I put them up bilingually because I know people, not everyone can understand it. But it is, it's kind of this informal way of, you know, you just take an extra 10 minutes to search the dictionary for some words, build your sentence, and that's your Gaeilge Gachla ticked off. That's your couple of minutes of Irish every day.
Very nice. Gramaga Emma. I spend as little time as possible on social media myself. So you won't find that in my list. What do we have now? I have, going back to one of my old favorites really, is Anuacht Fowl. It seems to me that if you're going on holidays, you might just like to take a break from news and current affairs, but at the same time, you might like to just have a little bit of knowledge of what's going on. So you could just listen to the news once a week on Anuacht Fowl, and you could listen to it nice and slowly. Os Gaeilge. So Anuacht Fowl is a really good resource, and you'll find it wherever you find podcasts, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Now, I'm not sure about the other ones, but I know on Spotify, when you listen to it, there's also the text of what you're listening to, which you can refer to as you go. And Anuacht Fowl is nice because there's a huge archive of recordings. And you'll find them in all of the, well, you find them in the three major dialects, but you also find them read by people from places that are not, you know, traditional Irish speaking areas as well, which is nice to hear. And it's just generally something like the main stories of the week read nice and slow. You can listen to it as many times as you want. You can take a break, read it yourself, listen to it again, and, you know, work on terms that you find hard to pronounce, and, you know, learn something new as well as you go. So that's something that you can do sitting on a bus on your way to the airport or whatever it is that you're doing. So yeah, Anuacht Fowl.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of my next one. Online, let me have a look. Yeah, actually, I'm inspired by another one of our GROW members. Now, you could argue if this is online or offline, but if you're an online dictionary user, you might need your computer or your phone. But one of our GROW members is has translated something. You know, he took a poem that he liked and tried his hand at a bit of translation. Now, translation can be difficult from any language into any other language. You know, it's difficult to translate, you know, sayings, and certain things won't come across the same. So don't expect that your translation will be the official English translation or the official Irish translation of whatever you are working on. But I think it's good practice. Again, like I said, captioning an Instagram, you have to go and search for some words that you might not normally use. And it's all about that kind of, it's easy to Google Translate something and stick it into Google Translate and have it side by side the whole thing. But that, you won't learn it that way. If you have to go and physically type in the word, find the word, and write down the word, there's a process there that, you know, it links it into your brain as well. And for me, it helps a lot for me to write things down. So that's how I enjoy learning. I like learning. And so if there's a song that you like, maybe try and do the verse, try and do the chorus, one verse one or the chorus, the verse and the chorus. And then, you know, you could even try to find words that rhyme or that sound the same or that fit the tune that you want it to be in. You know, it's a little, it's not an easy thing to do, but no one's breathing down your neck. You don't have to do it. But if it's something that you are interested in, you might find yourself discovering new words or new phrases or new ways to express things in Irish that you might have. Well, like if you were doing something from German into Irish, you might find lots of similarities there, lots of words that sound similar. So it's even if your native language isn't English, it's even more fun maybe to even pick another language, or you could pick another language that you're learning and double up on them if you're heading to Spain, you know, you could do double up with that way. But I think it is a nice way to broaden how you learn the language. You don't have to sit down in front of a book. Do something that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if you're doing that on 3Grammarly, the grammar wizard on tangland.ie is very useful for that sort of work as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just have, you were going to share some of your favorite social media contributor type people. These are them there, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah. So Gaeilge Bheo, Gaeilge Savalle, and Irish with Molly. I pick those up. I follow some of them myself. They do nice little posts daily or some weekly little phrases. I saw that Gaeilge Bheo has one arguing in Irish and gives 6 phrases that you might want to use if you're having a scrap with someone. And with
Mulchgale.
And then with Mulchgale, they also have a website that you can use, which I'm a huge fan of. And the nice thing about Mulchgale is that they create little videos, 6-7 minutes long. And the main pull for me is not only what they cover is always very interesting, they also cover lots of things going on in my hometown of Dungarvan and on Rhine. But their subtitles are in Irish, so you're not drawn down to the English subtitles. The subtitles are Oscailge, so you can really link the word and the sound to each other. So if you don't want to sit down on the website of Mulchgale and scroll through them, follow them on their social media and the posts will come up as they're done. And Mionele then, as far as I know, is doing the same kind of thing in the north of Ireland. So I follow both of those, and you know, it's kind of a little bit of news as well, local news in certain areas that you get to zone in on certain people or certain businesses or certain events that are going on around the country, and it keeps you in the loop as well as to what's going on around Ireland.
Yes, very nice. Yeah, Mulchgale is very good indeed, Anava. So, and one that I sometimes dip in and out of, that's a bit more hardcore, is Gaeilge Avon on Facebook, which is, I mean, there's a lot of discussion of different things, but the only language that's used is Gaeilge. So number one, respect the rule, but you'll find all sorts of very nerdy sort of discussions on there about like whether or not there's a difference between lefoil and airfoil, for instance, which, you know, you can drive yourself mad with and it'll continue for a week. And then most people will conclude that there isn't, in this case anyway. But some people would be vehement that there is a very important difference. And yeah, that can be quite interesting. Mm-hmm. And again, yeah, there's a connection there with Mulchgale as well. You see, you know, little links, little things happening. That eventually result in something on a screen somewhere. So, yeah, that's nice. So, Cadelaho Gumsa, Iver Tho Gumsa, mobile friendly. Again, this is something that I listen to sometimes at the weekends, on Saturday morning, if I get the opportunity. And again, this one is relatively advanced, but I like it because it's Irish in a sort of real world and fairly international sort of context, and it has good links with the diaspora, but the stories are not always what you would expect. And this is Aisti on Air, which is on Radio na Gaeltachta. So you'll find this, well, it's on live during the week, but you'll find it repeated on Saturdays. Or it was the last time I checked, but you'll also find it on the RT radio app. And it's just a series that's a bit, if anybody listens to RTE in English, it's a bit like Sunday Miscellany, or maybe a little less cozy than Sunday Miscellany. And so it's nearly written essays by a variety of writers, professional and amateur, and some pretty decent music in between them as well. So that's nice if you're on your holidays. Stick that on the headphones and see what you get out of it. But again, it's Gaeilge ag an gná luas, so it's fairly advanced, I suppose. But if you're up to it, it's a nice way just to keep in touch with things while on your holidays. Wilain Rodella Gutson son, Emma.
Doidum e kind of shaky in the no, the Elaine Rod Savresh gum.
Okay. Well, Iver Chi Gumsa is pretty obvious again. Just to remind people that Bite Size Irish, we do have a variety of different courses for people at different levels. And again, this is all mobile friendly stuff as well. So this is my recommendation, number three, not to hide our light under a bushel.
And Jasser Fad, very nice indeed. I've got to say, I think it's so true that engaging with your interests is one of the best ways to learn a language, be it cooking, gardening, reading, or whatever it is. But also, it is okay to take a break from time to time. Studying can be quite intense and exhausting, so it's 100% okay to take it easy and maybe just dip your toes in a little over the summer before you're ready to dive in fully again come the autumn. So I hope you enjoyed that conversation. Don't forget you can send us questions for the next Bite Size Irish Q&A and follow it live over on YouTube. Go to www.bitesize.irish/links for info on all Bite Size Irish courses and memberships. And thanks to Tucumo for the theme music. Now, I'm heading out to catch some sun myself. Slán liv!